Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. It is a TV theme song Thursday, and we're having a bunch of fun. And speaking of fun, at the bottom of the hour, that's right, the segment you all look forward to every Thursday, Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia. So you definitely want to keep it locked for that right here on Fox Sports Radio.
So and after Rob, tonight, we'll go over the 17 million monthly downloads, correct? Are we up there yet, Alex?
17 well, we're actually million? About to pass 20.
Now nah, y'all getting out of control.
All right.
Colin's in trouble.
Alex, forget I said that.
Well, maybe compared to other shows at the at the network, maybe it feels like 20 million.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah.
Well, Rob, we're gonna get to what's going on in Cleveland with the Browns. But first, I'm going to bring in Rob G for a special announcement.
What? You got an announcement, Rob G? What's happening? Are you finally leaving? Did you get that
Oh,
job?
It's coming, Rob Parker.
Okay, I'm just
But
asking.
You know what's coming first. Rob Parker's debut stand-up comedy performance at the Comedy Store tonight in Los Angeles. We're about 4.5 hours away from showtime. And with that in mind, I reached out to our resident line maker, none other than Lamar Mitchell from the MGM
yes.
brand.
What is this? What?
That's his music here in the background. Now, he's busy working, obviously. He's got a real job. But he sent me the line, the over-under for Rob Parker's stand-up comedy performance. Okay?
Uh-oh.
This is
Uh-oh.
What he said. Rob is a pretty funny guy. I think he's going to get a few chuckles. Stage fright might get him. All right?
Wow.
Depends whether or not Rob is all jokes or if he's telling stories and he doesn't freeze up. He set the over-under on laughs per minute per person
Uh-oh.
For tonight's stand-up, Rob Parker. So we're going to give you the line. We're going to ask everybody here on the show to make their bet. And then when we air the stand-up tomorrow, we'll find
yes.
out who really had it, okay? So according to Lamar Mitchell, the greatest odds maker in Vegas, the over-under laughs per minute per person tonight for Rob Parker, 2.5.
2.5, that's it?
Rob, I mean, you're only up for five minutes. You think how many jokes
two and
you,
a half laughs per minute.
That's right. So that means like every 20 seconds people are laughing.
Yeah, right.
That's
laughing. That's true.
Pretty
that's
good.
True.
Okay.
Okay.
We're gonna get it started. Steve DeSager, over under.
Over.
2.5.
Over. Look at Steve, my man.
No, it's because I'm just doing the math. I think Rob, of course, he's going to have a nice audience, I think.
Yes.
And therefore,
he packed the audience. He's smart.
He's papering the house like the boxing. They're just giving away the ticket. No. Right. It's you know how he peppers jokes in the past. I think there will be some of that. So if he can get like 3 laughs out of 4. And that's every 15 seconds is a joke. I still think over 2.5.
Okay. I love that, Steve. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Broussard, over under 2.5.
I'm going to say over.
Oh, you too? Wow. And here's why. Go under.
Here's why. Rob, I've told you, and it's not an insult, he's corny funny. So even if the joke isn't funny, Rob laughing at his own joke.
Well, I'm trying
funny. And that'll
I'm trying
at
not
least
to
a
do
chuckle.
That. I'm trying not
know,
to do
man.
That.
I don't know, man. I think that's the strength of yours.
You think so? You think that's
I think that's
left?
The other guys can comment, but to me, I think that's the strength of yours. Sometimes that's funnier than your jokes.
Even Johnny Carson, you're right. So. Even Johnny Carson could get a bigger laugh by his reaction
he
to
would
no laugh.
Laugh right,
you know,
right, to nobody laughing.
Like tapping on the microphone, is this on or what have you?
There you go. So
is this on?
Think, you guys, what do you think? Should he not laugh at his own jokes or should he?
Right. Or
oh, you definitely should. You definitely
no,
should.
No, no.
I want to hear Rob laughing. Because Rob, that.
Because ain't nobody else going to be laughing.
Because that's what it is. But sometimes my problem is I can't get the joke out because I'm starting to laugh. You know what I mean? So I got to be careful about that.
Okay, we have 2 on the over, 2.5, Alex Teicher.
This is the easiest bet I've ever made in my life, Rob. You already know it. I'm taking the under on this
the
one.
Under.
I'm fading this. Now, hear me out. Hear me out.
Wow.
This is Rob Parker's first time on a stage at a comedy club. This is one of his bucket list things. I'm not saying it's going to be too much for him to handle. I'm saying that he's going to take his time and embellish in it, that I think he's almost going to be shocked that it's only 5 minutes when he's doing it. Because we all know Rob Parker loves Rob Parker. We all know this. So I know for a fact, Rob Parker, you're going to get 2 jokes out per minute, but it's not going to be enough to hit the over. I think you're only going to get 2 per minute, in my opinion, because you're going to set it up. You're going to feel the crowd. And when the crowd laughs, you're going to pause. You're going to laugh with them. I'm telling you, it's under. It's an easy under.
What if he only has like 2 minutes of material?
Oh,
and then looks
it's Rob
the clock?
Parker.
Then are you going to average it to get the over and
no,
under?
We are taking it 2.5 per minute.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. Hey, Steve, I'm prepared for way more than that.
Oh, trust.
I'm ready to go.
Okay.
Kudos for doing
this, by the way. That takes a little bravery to get
for
up
sure.
on any
you know
stage.
What? Steve, people have been asking me, you know, and I said, you want to get out of your comfort zone. You know, it's easy to just do what you do, and we could just do the radio show, and I can make jokes every so often and leave it at that. But I've always wanted to be, like, involved in television writing or sitcoms or whatever. And I look at this as an extension of that. I can't maybe write a sitcom that's going to make it on TV, but I can get up on a stage and maybe make people laugh. I really think I can do this. So that's
you know what it is too, Rob? You need to embellish in your quirkiness. So like your dad joke stuff, just have fun with it, dude. Like you being yourself is funny. So just do that.
Right.
Don't try to be funny.
Well,
that's
you know
the best advice
right.
I can give
No, I agree. I'm not trying to be Dave Chappelle. I don't think I'm going to be like some overnight comic sensation. But I do want you to know, when I rip on people I work with, Alex, you do have 2 jokes.
Oh, no, really?
Can you tell us the jokes
you
about
do have
us?
Two.
If
you
I
do.
Have two, I'm taking
Can
the over now.
You tell us the jokes about us?
I don't want to do that. I'd rather you get it tomorrow on the video.
Yeah, let's wait. Let's wait.
Let's just wait, because then it would be like, let's just wait. But I do want to say that, Alex, you have two.
Let's
Everybody
go.
Else has one.
I'm ready, baby.
All right, Rob G., you got yours?
Oh, I definitely do. After hearing Rob Parker explain his comedy background to Steve DeSager, I was looking at the red clock here. That was 1 minute and 15 seconds of him talking.
Wow.
There is no way you're going to get all those jokes out that quickly. I'm taking the under.
Let's go.
2.5.
Let's go.
Right. Like, I don't think you realize how short 5 minutes is, Rob.
It's quick,
Rob. Because you talk for 3 hours a night, every night.
I know what 5 minutes is. True. I mean, I got married. I remember the honeymoon.
Okay. Start with that. That's one all joke right off the top.
There you it's go. Four more than I need.
All right, there it is. I'm your biggest fan on the show, Rob.
I know.
Me and DeSager.
You and DeSager have my back. I understand how it moves, so I'm kind of there. I don't want to get too long into stories. There's a way of telling stories.
Well, stories without, is tough in 5 minutes.
You know
minutes.
What I mean? Yeah, but I think you can say it, but without extra words. I just want to get to it. So I think I got it.
All right. Well, let's go to Cleveland, Rob. Look. Rob, the news, there's more news out every day, almost it seems, with Deshaun Watson. Now the Houston Texans are being included as a defendant. And so I you and I both, we've talked about this. It is definitely in play that Deshaun Watson could miss this entire season. And that being the case, Rob.
We said it earlier, Chris, the way that the things are stacking up.
Yeah, it's just, we don't know. We're speculating, but I think it has to be a consideration. It's a possibility because we don't know what's coming forth. But that being the case, Rob, I think that the Cleveland Browns need to try to play Baker Mayfield. I think they need to sit down with Baker. And I get it. I'm not trying to be Pollyannish about it and act like nothing happened. You got to have a heart-to-heart with him. Baker, it's clear. Your trade value's not what you thought it was or what we thought it was, to be honest. We thought it'd be easy to trade you because you're a good quarterback. And, Rob, I get it that teams think, oh, well, they're going to have to cut him. We'll pick him up. $18 million ain't a ton for a quarterback today. And I get it. If you can get him for $2 million, you'd rather do it. But – even if he gets cut at some late date, the where is he going? If he goes to Seattle, is he's not definitely the starter. I think he is the best quarterback of that bunch, but I think he'd have to earn it. I don't think he'd just step in and be starting. Would that happen in Pittsburgh? No, because they got Trubisky, who, again, I tend to like Baker a little more from what I've seen, but it's close enough where I think he'd have to beat out Trubisky. So the Browns can be like, look, we'll start you. We're not asking you to come here and back up Deshaun Watson. He's out this year. We need a quarterback. We got a team. Where are you going to go? The only place you can definitely start on day one is here, week one. You got a playoff caliber roster with you. If you're as good as you think you are, and quite frankly, we think you are, then you will raise your trade value. Heck, you might lead us to the playoffs. And if you still want out, if Deshaun's back, whatever, then we'll be able to trade you then. But this is best for you, and it's best for us. So I think they should try to sell him on that, Rob.
I would tell them to jump in the lake. You made a decision. You decided that you wanted to upgrade quarterbacks and I couldn't do the job for you and you got Deshaun Watson. That's fine. But I will never wear your uniform. I'll never play for you again. I just wouldn't do it. Not the way that they did that situation and the way that they totally discarded him. And you know what? People can do whatever they want, Chris, but don't ask me to bail you out. Because you picked the guy.
I don't think it's been bailing
you out. No, because you need me to bail you out because your sweetheart and your darling who you wooed and gave a fully guaranteed contract has legal issues or issues with the league and can't play. That's the only reason you need me is because he can't play. Not we were on the team together and I beat him out in a competition. It's because you need me because you don't have anybody.
They actually I'm not got that Jacoby Brissett.
Good, we'll play him. I wouldn't do it. I would show
what,
up.
What options
I would
show does he up. Have? Where's
nothing.
He going?
I would
he
wait
ain't got
you.
No leverage. Where's his leverage?
I
Where
would
are the
wait.
Teams knocking down the door to get to Baker Mayfield?
They don't have to. I would say to them, you made a decision. Release me. Eat the $18 million because release me, and let's see if I get picked up. And
what if they say
is,
we won't release you?
No, because
if you don't play, we won't pay you. If you're making yourself unavailable to play, then we won't pay you.
I'll play. I'll throw four interceptions every game. How's that?
But that'll help your future.
No, it won't.
People already got questions about you. That's going to help you. That's my point. He ain't in no position to jump bad.
Yes, he is. Why would I play for you? I'm not going to play.
Where is he going to play?
He's not. But the bottom line is, why aren't they man enough to release him?
They don't have to because they got to pay him $18 million.
Yeah, but they
man enough, I'm paying you.
They excused him, Chris. Chris, if he was a part of the team, he would be at workouts. They excused him because they know he's not going to play there. If he was on the team and could have a role, he would be in the workouts. They excused him because they know he can't play there. What
They're
they did to him.
Not talking.
No,
but I'm just saying that what they should.
None of it.
I don't think they will.
Because
in the future, they may need a quarterback.
How can his teammates respect him? How can his teammates feel the same about him the way that the team dissed him? Come on, man.
So go out and earn their respect. I mean, I'm saying this is competition. This ain't about do we like you? Do we believe you? Make them believe in you. I get it. It's a bad situation. And I wouldn't think you could bring him back as a backup. But Baker Mayfield, nobody's breaking down the Browns' door to get to him. He doesn't have much leverage in this either. And like you said, he can't go out there and purposely play poorly. He has to show people he can play. So let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. With Deshaun Watson in limbo, should Baker Mayfield be willing to play for the Browns this season? And should they be willing to try to get him to play? Your turn to weigh in, iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit ExpressPros.com today.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, and if you're dealing with a dead battery, you know where to go. AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, go to the zone, AutoZone, your battery solution in America's number one battery destination. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Can Baker Mayfield play for the Browns this year? Would you want him to? Would you do it if you're him? Your turn to weigh in.
All right, let's kick it off with Bruno in Brooklyn. You're on the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Bruno?
Hey, first and foremost, Rob, break a leg tonight, man. I'm pulling for you. I'd
man,
like to be there.
You.
I'm on the wrong side of the country. But anyway,
hey, we'll have video tomorrow, so you'll be able to catch some of it for sure. And we'll replay it.
I'd love it
on the show.
Yeah. I love it, man. I'm excited for you.
I don't know about all that, but nah.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. I think it's gonna be great. Anyway, listen, the relationship with Cleveland and Baker is so over. There's no way, you know, they've already burned that bridge. Now they've gone down this road where they're going to be looking for a quarterback, and they've got nobody because, honestly, you know, they're not going to bring Baker back into the fold. And where are they going to go?
Where's he going to go?
I'm not worried about him. I'm just saying,
where's he going to go?
He's got to be released.
I'm not worried about him. I'm just saying they spent all this money, supposedly, to guarantee contract, and now all of a sudden, with all these allegations, there's no way this guy's going to play ball this year. Do you think?
I don't think he's going to play.
He's at least half the season out, but Rob and I think it could be the whole season.
It could be the whole season because it hasn't stopped. Maybe, Chris, if these latest things didn't come in, because the NFL was
and
supposed to wrap up its investigation.
Women.
Yes.
Who knows what's coming down the pipe?
And the New York Times wrote a story, and you know that's thorough. Chris worked there. Chris, yeah. They're not putting out stuff. You know what I mean?
The New York Times is a thorough news. Especially not regarding something like this.
So you know that there's some meat there, and the NFL is going to look into the Times report. Remember, wasn't it the Times with the John Gruden stuff? Wasn't it the Times, too?
I think so. Yeah,
with the Washington football team. All right, let's also talk to Chris, Michael in California. You're on the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going, Chris and Rob?
How are you,
good, man? How are you?
Good. I'm up here in Susanville, Rob. I don't know, but you're the only one that sent me a book to Susanville and a couple of merchandise. I just wanted to wish you good luck tonight.
Thank you.
I know you're going to kill it. And bring back the Rob.com with the merchandise, my man.
Yeah, we're going to get it back going. We're going to get there, all right? I appreciate
all right,
that.
Good luck. Thank you. Nice talking to you guys.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, okay. No comment. Okay.
Yeah, just a good luck. We appreciate that. We got more, Chris. Marcos in OKC. You're on the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Marcos?
Hey, how's it going?
Doing good, man. How are you?
My opinion about Baker Mayfield, man. He's a good quarterback. I just feel like the coaches, I think they treat him a little, like, trashy, like not giving him his comfort zone to play like how he should play, like he played in Oklahoma. How did he do for the Sooners? He got us to a bowl a couple times. But, you know, I don't know. He could play anywhere, in my opinion. Let me ask you this, Marcos, too much of an Oklahoma fan.
Yeah,
I mean, Marcos,
there's
but
a
let me
lot
ask
of
you
quarterbacks
this.
That were great in college so, that just don't pan out.
But would you go back if somebody discarded you? Would you go back and work for them or try to help them out?
Oh, no,
now they're in
I
the
would
bottom?
Not, bro. But that don't mean that I have to play like trash regardless either. I would still have to play at a competitive pace.
You got pride.
So I can tell my other coaches, whoever wants to pick me, that I can still play. I don't want to be a bench player. If I'm a bench player, you know what? Just kill my contract, send me home. I ain't no bench player.
All right. Well, see, that's my thing, Rob. Like, I don't know where Baker's leverage is either. That's the thing. Both of them are, like, in trouble. Both entities. All right. We got Tyson's Tower of Trivia coming up, but first...
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
This game is so easy.
For Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
That's right, it is Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia, the segment that proves you don't even got to like sports to work in sports media. The star of this segment, our resident DJ, our technical producer, the star of the Anime Senpai podcast. Go check it out. I just subscribed on YouTube.
I couldn't even spell that, so how can I look it up?
Well, it'll be less than 5 minutes stand-up, I'll tell you that.
Oh, wow.
I'm betting the over on chuckles on the podcast.
Let's
at
go.
2.5.
Let's go.
Just saying. By the way, I was going to say that Chris won the coin toss to go first in this week's edition of Tyshirt's Towers All Draymond Green Questions. Until I got this tweet here on the Odd Couple handle says, I'm not going to lie, I didn't hear a word Chris said coming back from break was tuned all the way into the Golden Girls theme song for TV Theme Song Thursday. I feel like yes. That's a sign that Rob Parker has to get question number one.
No doubt. Who's that tweet from?
Jay King on Twitter.
Not Rob Parker on Twitter.
Whoever that is.
It wasn't me. That's not my... hidden account.
His burner is something
Your
else.
Burner?
His burner is not Rob Parker.
Go. No, it's not.
Right, right.
All right, here
All
we
right,
go.
Go ahead.
All of these questions are Draymond Green themed again because he's been the biggest talking point pretty much his entire final. So let's get to it. Rob Parker, during these playoffs, Draymond is second on the team in turnovers just behind backup guard Jordan Blank.
All right, Alex, you ready? Yes, he's ready.
I am ready. Mr.
The whole purpose of the show.
Mr. Right. Professor, Hall of Famer, comedian Rob Parker.
All right, here we go. This is so easy. Swimming.
Pool.
That is correct. That is easy.
You might as well have just given him a point.
Let's
for that.
Go.
Whatever.
Let's
Come
go.
On.
Rob, can you stop with these titles? It's going to be hard to say your name soon.
I know.
Golly.
If I go back to school to get my PhD, will you call
gosh.
Me doctor?
Oh, gosh. Doctor, professor, Hall of Famer, comedian Rob Parker. Jeez.
And Chris Broussard. All right, level number two.
He cleans the floor.
Back to Chris. According to Steve Kerr, Draymond was supposed to start the 2014-15 season on the bench, but was forced into the lineup when Blank Lee got hurt and the Warriors ended up winning the championship.
Alex. You ready?
I'm ready, Chris.
He's ready. He's doing the show. Why do you got to ask him?
Tell him, Rob. Tell him.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Goliath.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, that's a good clue.
Who was it with Goliath? Oh, CB, hold on.
I know who you're thinking.
Jose.
No, it's not. don't throw me off right now. That's not fair. Hold on. Is it Adam?
No, that is incorrect.
CB, I'm sorry.
Alex, I'm shocked.
Telling me. I forgot.
Right. Are you ready? Here we go.
Oh, good luck, Rob.
King?
What?
King?
I have a really good clue in the chamber, but I can't use it because I'm not playing.
King. Adam and... No, it's not Adam. Goliath. Who is with Goliath?
Does it count if he uses Chris's clue as a way to get Rob's answer?
You're
sorry.
Not even saying
All right, King,
who's
King,
a king,
King, King,
King. You're not even saying who's a king. It's over. Look, that my turn again.
Hold on.
Just take a guess on the name.
Okay. Is it?
Three.
Two. Rob, I'm blanking
it's not
right
Jose.
Now, man.
All right, here we go.
Oh, man. King.
Bowie?
Gosh, David?
There you go.
There it is.
Okay. You know, David and Goliath. That's right. Right. That's
King,
right. Yes.
King David. King David.
King
no.
David.
Why
no,
did anyone say Gascon?
You guys aren't David even Gascon. As religious. You guys aren't even as religious as Rob Parker.
Well,
right. Think about that. Even Rob G was like King. David.
No idea.
He didn't know he was a king.
No idea.
Well. You didn't pay attention. You went to Catholic schools, didn't you?
No, Chris. My family wasn't rich. Come on. You're killing me.
Rich?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Private school.
Right.
Killing me.
David and Goliath.
You weren't listening to the homilies.
I just want you to know that I pay for both of my daughters' full college tuition. That's the way I roll. Cash. Level number three.
Did you rob G?
No.
Oh.
What the heck? I've taken out a loan for her to go to preschool.
I was like, when did you have another kid?
All right, here we go. Right. Level number three, Rob Parker
Chris's
up
daughter.
10 to 8.
I know.
Thank you, Rob, for the explanation.
Thank you,
Appreciate
Rob.
It.
Thank you, Rob.
Level number three, back to Rob. He's up 10 to 8. Rob, despite starting in every playoff game, Draymond has the fourth lowest PER of any Warrior in the playoffs, just ahead of Blank Iguodala.
Well.
Giant.
James?
That is incorrect.
I was going to say that. That's a good one.
Giant.
This is a tough one. That's the most famous giant.
Blank Iguodala. Look at Rob just giving away clues.
Can you read it again?
Yeah, please.
No, we don't have time, man.
Well, we got 5 minutes.
Draymond has the fourth lowest PER of any Warrior in the playoffs, just ahead of Blank Iguodala. I can't believe Rob gave him another clue right there.
He did, actually.
The key is to stay silent when it's not your turn. So you don't give it away.
Right. Oh, right. Well, 3,000.
Andre.
That's two words.
There it is. That's
Thank
a clue.
You.
For
that's 3,000.
That's a clue for you.
That
no,
doesn't
it ain't.
Count.
3,000?
That's 2 words.
Like
that's 2 words.
You can't use numbers?
You can't use numbers.
When is that? Hold no. on. When the number's that high.
No.
Spell
no.
it. You write the number.
No. You can't use numbers.
You see 3,000.
No. 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 No.
Does not count. But it's okay.
Words,
you're
Chris.
You're only down 10 to 8.
Unbelievable.
You're
that
was a good clue.
Back to Chris, though. It's his turn.
I like that.
He can chance to take the lead here. Draymond has said in the past he blames himself for the Warriors blowing that 3-1 lead in the finals to LeBron and the blank Cavaliers.
Ohio?
You know, I'm great with geography, so this is Cleveland.
That is correct.
That's right.
If you would have missed
now,
that.
Now you are. Been,
yeah,
now
that's
you
right.
This
Where's
week,
that guy
week.
Trash talk now? Call back. What's up?
Leo and
call
NYC.
Back. Yeah, Leo, call back.
You know, Alex was in the almanac all night after that.
Now I got to go like, back and study
I'm
David the Goliath.
I'm embarrassed on national radio.
Man, he put me in shambles,
You know
dude.
That Alex texted me an hour after the show and said, F Leo and NYC.
I did. Can't believe you, Leo.
Can't believe you let him trash me like
can't
that.
Can't believe it, Leo.
All right. Speaking of geography, Alex,
oh,
level
stop.
Number
no,
five.
I was lying.
Rob Parker.
I was lying.
Draymond famously played his college ball under Tom Izzo
oh,
for the blank state Spartans.
Oh, gosh.
This is, come on now, Detroit?
Michigan.
That is yeah. correct.
Call Leo. Lines yeah. are open. Call.
If you don't get
he
Detroit,
just
Michigan,
that last
I'm
saying the almanac.
Chris, can you stop it?
All right, Rob's up 20-18. Could be anyone's game here. Level number six. Back
How
to Chris.
How is he up?
Because he's got two tens. You got a 10 and an 8.
Okay, 20-18. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got the C.
Despite being listed as a power forward, Draymond Green really thrives as a center in the Warriors' vaunted blank lineup.
Oh, jeez.
All right, Alex, here we go.
I was going to say on the bench, but that doesn't sound right.
Life?
Life? Alert?
That is incorrect. That is a good guess.
That's a fun one. I was thinking.
Those commercials are wild.
Yeah, I've fallen.
It's always somebody laying on the floor.
Yeah.
You got to pay attention to the tone, though.
Okay.
Oh. I didn't say life. I said life.
Oh.
He didn't say his hip hurt.
CB, why are you giving me more clues right
I know.
Now?
Right.
That
right.
Rob's about to right. steal this whole out. Game. Is going to be a
I'm helping out Rob.
It is his day.
Rob, if you get this, it's over. It'll be, insurmountable
you
if
You're
you get
good
this.
Man, CB.
Okay, here you go. Valley?
Death.
That is
yeah!
correct.
Wow.
We have a new champion.
Everybody knows Death Valley. Where's my music?
We ain't got time. Our
yes,
couple, keep it locked.
Be quiet. Yes, we do.
Keep it locked.
One oh, guy yeah. is a Hall of Famer. One
I'm
guy
a
mopped
Hall of
a
Famer,
hall.
Too. I just don't say it every segment.
Talk to me when you have a 5-minute stand-up, CB.
Exactly.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it is the iCouple wrapping up a TV theme song Thursday. And Rob G, we're going to end it, Rob, as a tribute to you with baseball. So, Rob G, kind of explain to us this story and what's going on.
Yeah, this latest story. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, you guys have been debating for like years now about the idea of robot umps in baseball.
Chris is for it. I'm against it.
Absolutely. Now, according to one computerized strike zone service, MLB umpires are accurate about 93% of the time calling balls and strikes. So, you know, it's growing louder and louder and louder. USA Today, though, interviewed several Major League Baseball players to get their opinion on the situation.
Is this a Bob Nightingale piece or no?
No, it was not.
Oh, okay.
And but he was on, I think, a podcast talking about it.
Sure.
Something.
And, yeah. and okay. what they found, according to these players, is that they actually are defending the umpires. The most telling quote of the whole story, Mets slugger Pete Alonso, "People mess up all the time. To expect people, human beings, to be perfect is ridiculous. It's a perfectly imperfect game, and that's why I love baseball."
I
so
love that.
I have one question before we get into it.
Okay.
The 93%, you may not know this, Rob G, but does it show like over the years? Is that Is that improving?
Has it gotten better?
Where is it?
Slightly lower than what was a demon expected. It used to be 94, 95. So it's 93.5.
So not that far off, but a little bit less.
Right? And some of the best ones, they have it in the graphic here, are above 95, 96. So
some of the best years.
Yeah, some of the best umpires.
That's actually a pretty good rate. That's better than I thought.
Yeah, it's not like it's 80, opinion. Chris. If it was like 80, you would say, now that's not acceptable. In the high in the low 90s is not bad, but the reason I'm against umpires is I don't want people to be replaced in everything. I sometimes do it out of convenience, but I hate that there's 20 or 15 or 10 self checkout at the supermarket. You know what I mean? Those used to be jobs, and it's more and more of that where they don't want you. There's no human interaction with people. And we're putting people out of work. That's why I'm against it for the most part, Chris. I love the accuracy. And here's the other thing. Even with the NFL and the instant replay, and you would agree, and Rob G, you know too, even when they go up to the humans to watch it, they don't always get it right, even with the video. Am I right? So it's not 100% even when humans aren't doing it or technically not doing it. Because you're looking at video, but humans have to review it. So that's why I would rather keep the umpires.
Yeah, look, I'm with you on humans having jobs. I mean, obviously, I want human beings to be able to work, and I get tired of a lot of automation and, right. You know, computers and things we have to deal with instead of regular people, too. Here's my issue. I in an ideal world, we would have umpires or human umpires.
Right.
My issue is umpires making their own strike zone.
Okay, so you're more about keep to the rule book.
Yes.
Don't improvise.
Yes.
So it's not as much the ball and strike call, Chris. And what I mean by that is
yeah, you're going to make mistakes.
You're going to make some once you're going to miss a pitch, right? You're going to miss a pitch.
And I'm fine with that. I'm just saying don't tell me your strike zone is at the ankles, from the ankles to the mid thigh. And then another umpire strike zone is from, you know, the shin to the waistline. And, you know, the strike zone used to be like, wasn't it like the numbers, up to the numbers and stuff like that?
It
like,
was the letters.
The letters.
Your letters.
Right. When I was learning how to hit, it was the letters.
The letters.
And now it's much lower than that. So if they'll go to the umpires and say, look, this is the standard strike zone, period. All right, we don't want you, going outside of this, improvising. And if they make mistakes here and there, I get that. That's my main thing. And if they won't agree to it, Rob, some of these dudes are prideful. Then I'm like, look, we'll go to the robot umps. But I would prefer humans too, but I just want a standard strike zone. It's not like, you know, you can't go into an NBA game and one referee's like, you know what? I'll give them 3.5 steps. That's just how I am. I think they deserve 3.5 steps. No. Mistakes happen because we're humans, and we can live with that. But don't purposely flout the rules. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. I do get that. I don't think we're going to be perfect. There are going to be some mistakes every so often. There have been some big ones, Chris, in World Series. There have been mistakes where umpires have gotten it wrong. So I do understand trying to get it right as much as we can and with all the technology that we have, but I just hope we never replace everybody. Like I think that's where we don't want to go down that road. And Alfonso had a great quote. He really had a great quote about, baseball. And we talk about all the time, Chris, people, you know, legendary Mets announcer Bob Murphy used to always say, that's why they put erasers on pencils, because people make mistakes. And they're going to be mistakes. But if you're just talking about being more uniformed with a strike
that's
zone.
That's my main thing.
Yeah,
right.
And re-educating and reteaching, Chris, I would be for that if you're reteaching the umpires what the strike zone is, and this is where we want you to stay within, right?
Because don't you think some umpires are so prideful that they're like, they take pride in having their own strike zone and might push back on, you know, if they standardize things and said, no, this is it, period. Don't you think some would push back? Now, look, if you're going to lose your job, you might get in line. But I think some would initially be bothered by that.
Right. That's not what it's supposed to be, though. So if they're doing that, there's an issue. You know what I mean? Like
right.
It's not about you. I always say umpires are like third base, Chris. We need them to play the game, but nobody came to see third base. It's just, you know, right. We need third base.
If I'm paying too much attention to the umpire, then something's wrong.
It's a problem. Or if I'm paying too much attention to Cornbread Maxwell, who's a radio announcer and hasn't played in 30 years, there's a problem.
There's a problem. Any last words before you hit the stage?
No, I'm ready. I'm going to prep. I got 3 hours before I'm going to be at the studio. And I've never been more excited to do something like this. And I can't wait to get out there.
All right. All right. Good luck, man. I'm pulling for you. I think you'll be great, or at least good. I think you'll be great. I think you'll be great. But keep it locked. It's the iCouple signing off. But Jason Smith and Mike Harmon are next. And they bring fire!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.